So thank you all for being on, and I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Leah to go over a few key points with you all now.
Hello, everyone. It's just fun to be with you this morning. Thank you for taking the time. I have a couple of really fun updates. I'm not going to spend too much time. I gave you guys a good earful last time of all the things that were advancing and moving forward, but I do want to keep you in the loop and kind of give you a few updates. I want to thank, first of all of you for praying for me at the conference, the AACC conference. I think you all heard that Randy at the last minute, we found out 5:30 in the morning that he was not going to be able to show up to keynote at that conference, and so that task fell to me suddenly. And I had very little preparation time because I had my own workshops and things that I was presenting, and so they were that morning as well. So I had about 30 minutes to kind of gather my thoughts and be prepared. So the Lord just blessed. It was wonderful. There seemed to be a real understanding, and I was extremely grateful to find out that there was a lot resident in there. They came out in a way that made sense to everybody. So thank you, and I can honestly say the Lord gets the glory for that, because I really needed him to help me bring something that was relevant. So it was fun. I appreciate it. And one blessing that came out of that was a gentleman I met there. Betty Smith is the vice president at AFA. Some of you might know him or have heard of AFA. Well, he was so kind and gracious. I met him and his wife, and they said, Leah, you have got to get this message out more. The people need to know what's going on. And he said, have you done radio spots? Have you gotten it out? And you'll appreciate this, Thomas. I said, no, I'd like to. I'm ready to. I just need the pieces to all come together. And he said, well, let us help you. We've got 200 radio stations. We have a production group. We know how to do this. We'll get you on with our team. So I've had two meetings with them. They have been absolutely wonderful and so genuine, and just said, listen, we just want to help you get this done. You've got to get it out. So they're helping me create radios, 10 one-minute radio spots that can be played. And they said, no charge, and we'll air them at no charge. We're not.
Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
I know, 200 stations. So they're like, we'll help you make them, and we'll air them for you. And they said, listen, K-Love is going to want these. And another gal that's on our team, And a good friend of mine is way up in Kate Love, and we have a great relationship with them, and I'm going to see her tonight. And they said, of course we want those. We definitely want to air those kinds of things as well. So I feel like the Lord, just in his kindness, just sort of flew that door open. But the exciting part for you guys is that I was in a brainstorming session with these guys yesterday, and two things became clear. One was we really, really want to drive the listeners to the local opportunities that they have. So we want to focus these on the states and how they can contact their state prayer caucus or get involved. So I'm going to make sure that I'm moving these toward directing them to you guys and what's happening at the state level. So that was really fun, and I think that could be a real blessing to just generate excitement for what you guys are doing at the local level. The second thing was, we talked about morphs into the next thing I wanted to talk about, which is the Pray USA concept. That Pray USA concept has really sort of taken, has sort of risen organically to the top as the most palatable, the most appealing, the most memorable, and really the best way to sort of lead our message out there. Both Ash and the social networking piece at Pray USA is just easy and wonderful. And then the folks at I'm talking about redoing websites and how do I, make sure that we have a face that people can remember and go to and engage. They said you've got to do it through the Pray USA website. It's a no-brainer. And then the telespots, these spots said, again, Pray USA, we love that. In fact, when you say Pray USA, I can't think of, that doesn't make me think of any group or organization. I can't think of anything, which is fantastic. That means it's fresh and people are going to want to know what that is. And the cool part is that I'd already gotten down the road. I'm working with a website redesign for Pray USA. So the Lord was already sort of orchestrating all these pieces together, and the element that I said has to stay in Pray USA, it has to be, this will be sort of the site that we push everybody toward, and it will be the newest, relevant information about what's happening at the various states and what's going on and how people can get involved. We've got a really great, opportunity to give people relevant information, how they can pray and how they can take action. And all of it will be the one piece that I said was critical to keep there is that's the site that I want people to go to and then be able to click on and go to see their state and what's going on and the state director and connect down to the local level. So it's all kind of coming together, and I'm really excited about how the Lord just is pulling all this together and bringing the people. And so much of what people are doing at prices, I mean, I can't afford to pay all these people and experts, but the Lord's just bringing them and giving us favor and giving us opportunities. And I'm trusting that we'll be able to compensate where compensation is needed. I don't want to take advantage of anybody, but I'm also hoping people just get blessed. And then, you know, there's a future return or, you know, some reciprocal giving or whatever that just everybody gets blessed through the process. But as we need resources to pay people, I'm trusting that the Lord, through our efforts and Carrie's efforts, will bring in the resources that we need. So anyway, those are, and just one more quick thing on that, the Facebook, Pray USA Facebook page, which we told you about in this guru sort of that we asked, that we brought in. Well, he put the Pray USA Facebook page up, and this completely blew us away and even blew him away. He was actually said, this was anomaly. I don't even know what to say about this. This was not usual. But he said he put the first post up on our Pray USA page, and the very first post, he said 120,000 people viewed it, 2,500 people shared it, and 22,000 people liked one single post, our very first post. And he said that's crazy. So what it tells me is there is a desperate need, and people are hungry to hear and to get engaged with Prayer and Action for America. So he was incredibly encouraged, and they're going to start posting about 3 to 5 times per week. We'll also continue to, expand the team so that we can help them with that. But anyway, very, very encouraging the opportunities and the results and the people the Lord is bringing. And I really believe that in the next month, as this starts to crystallize and unfold and the spots start going out, again, we don't want to put the spots out until the Pray USA page is ready because we have to be able to access and direct people and all that. So it'll be a few months as we put all this together, but I just wanted you to know it's coming, and I'm so incredibly grateful for all of you guys that are out there because you're making this work. You are literally making this work and giving us a place to send people and a way to do this that's bigger than just this little group headquarters. You know, we don't want it to be about the national. We want it to be about the whole nation and what the Lord's doing across the whole nation. So, and just as a last little thank yous, the amicus brief has been filed in Colorado, and I just want to thank you guys again for your effort. I mean, it was really a testimony to the members of Congress that I was able to report to, and the other legislators, that 81 legislators stood up and said, we're willing to sign on that amicus brief, just on the trust and just on, didn't even get to read the brief first, which is astounding to me, that they would sign on just because they trust you guys and they trust us. And that's a big deal. That is a really big deal. And so I wanted to thank you guys for being such great representatives for the foundation, because clearly we have a team that is gaining a lot of respect in the eyes of legislators and Congress now. And also the last thing would be, and I'm going to pass this back this summer, the telebriefing. I'm so grateful for your work on this telebriefing and getting the legislators out. I'm very excited about both telebriefings, the one for the champions tomorrow and the one for the legislators on October the 7th. So far I've been very, very pleased with the response and the people that are signing up and saying, yes, we want to be on that. And all the legislators I've talked to, I talked to several legislators in states who do not have state directors. So they form caucuses, but there's nobody there on the ground. So I spent my time really focusing on them and helping them. And some of the states that are in process but are trying to get other legislators to jump on and form a prayer caucus with them, I spent my time focusing on talking them through and getting them on this telebriefing so that they can get their peers really aware of what this is and how they can participate. So thanks for taking care of your states, because that allowed me and our team to take care of these other states and move the ball forward with them as well. So God bless you guys. It's God's doing a lot of cool stuff, and I know your prayers and your efforts and everything is what's making this happen. I'm sort of astounded and blown away. So God bless you, and thanks. And Summer, I'm going to pass it back to you.
Great. Thank you. Does anyone have any questions on what Leah mentioned? Okay, great. Well, just
I have a question. Well, I have a question. When do you think your commercials will roll out?
Yeah, that is a great question. I don't think we're going to be able to roll those out until the Pray USA website is ready to handle a national, flooding. So I'm meeting with the website people to get a timeline from them. And as soon as I have that timeline from them, that's when I'm going to start talking about a timeline for these commercials. And we'll be working on all of it simultaneously so that when the website's ready, the commercials, the PSAs or, 60-second PSAs will be ready as well. And we call it public service announcements is kind of the way they, I'm sort of referring to them, just basically a spot. So those will probably roll at the same time. I should have a timeline in the next few weeks to tell you what the timeline is, but I'd be surprised if it was before, Christmas or maybe even the first of the year. It just takes a while to get all this squared away.
Okay,
well, if I can help you with it, if I can help you give it advice with that, just call on me. I know, get starting a consortium of Christian radio stations here in Ohio. And so they're hungry for new content, particularly things that motivate people to take action, even if it's just going to their knees.
Excellent.
So,
thanks, Thomas. And you do have some experience there, and you sort of, forged your way into that world in a great way, so we appreciate that, and I hope that I expect that we'll be intersecting with you very shortly.
Yeah, and even plan maybe to do longer, more than 60 seconds. A number of national organizations have 10 minutes they do every week. And so, it's more than just, I just want to cast your vision a little broader where, you could have more than just 60 seconds. You can, it's pretty much a norm where you could do 10 minutes out there. So,
I appreciate you actually saying that. They did say that to me as well. They said the exact same thing. They said, Leah, this, you really should think about a 10, 15 minute weekly spot where you and they talked about all the different things that would be, and people are starving for it. And and similar to what you're doing, they said, if you can get members of Congress to speak in their own words about things that people want to hear from them, they want to hear straight, not through their sound bites or not through the media, filtered through the media, they want to hear from their leaders. It's very difficult. So, and they want to hear messages of hope and what's happening and stories and how they can get involved. So it's exactly what you're saying, and they said the same thing. You really need to think about it longer. Of course, that, is sort of a little bit of a paradigm shift for me and blew my mind a little. And they said, okay, well, let's do baby steps. Start with a 60-second, and then we'll see what happens from there.
Yeah, 60 seconds is tough. 10 minutes is a lot easier.
Yeah, it's like a speech. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Thomas. Excellent. Well, I just wanted to touch on the telebriefing. Just I wanted to reiterate that you all are invited to both calls. Tomorrow is the 9:26 call for our CPCF champions. So you are invited to that. We just would you for sure have you on the American Prayer Caucus call on 10/7, American Prayer Caucus Network call on 10/7. So if you could, I just wanted to clarify that if you all would like to be on both calls, you're more than welcome to. And the first one is tomorrow. So we'll. If you have any questions on that, please let me know. Does anybody have any questions about the telebriefings or comments about the telebriefings or the process?
Summer, what do you hope would be the end result of these briefings?
Ultimately, it's to provide a means of communication and hopefully dialogue between the members of Congress and the state legislators. Hopefully it'll be a time of encouragement, inspiration, that feeling that they're not alone, that this is, you know, that there is literally a network of like-minded legislators standing with them in this fight. And it hopefully it'll be a time of, you know, strategy, a time of prayer. Just really, there's a lot of opportunity here. So it's really just that next step of even our national leaders providing leadership to this network. In a way that seems like it would be helpful. So, and then the champions is a little bit of a different concept, but that's specifically for the American Prayer Caucus Network. But it's a good question. Thank you, Thomas. And definitely appreciate all your help on getting the legislators on the call. It really does feel like it's going to be a great next step in just helping them to feel connected and supported. So thank you for that. I did want to mention just a couple of things about the Congressional Prayer Caucus, just to get an idea of how most of you do receive the updates, I believe, and if you don't, please let me know. But I wanted to just reiterate that the Congressional Prayer Caucus has been effective in being that kind of watchdog or on the defense of our Judeo-Christian heritage and religious liberty at the national level. They're actually a victory in the court case challenging our national motto, In God We Trust. And the 41 members of the House of Representatives signed an amicus brief with the American Center for Law and Justice. So that was one of the many efforts that they did recently to help protect our national motto. And thankfully, that court case was dismissed. So that's great news. Also recently, there was a case where the Supreme Judicial Court of Massachusetts heard the oral argument on the challenge to the phrase under God and the Pledge of Allegiance. And so Representative Mike McIntyre, who is co-chairman of the Congressional Prayer Caucus and will actually be on the call tomorrow, he and 39 other members of Congress signed an amicus brief defending the phrase in the pledge. So we could keep that in prayer and keep them in prayer. And just also wanted to reiterate again that they are being a strong defense for our Judeo-Christian heritage and keeping defending God's rightful place in America. So, any questions on those?
Okay. Summer, has anybody from our foundation done anything with the Greece versus Galloway?
The members of Congress did sign an amicus brief on that as well. Yes, they have. And thank you for mentioning that. They have also signed an amicus brief in that situation. And I believe there was like 80. Go ahead, Leah.
Yeah, I want to jump in here, too. We also signed on to amicus brief, the foundation. We asked them whether or not they felt like it would be valuable to get the individual legislators signing on this one, and they said, honestly, your foundation is strong enough now in its own right to knowing that you represent that number of legislators to just sign on as the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation. So we signed on to make the amicus brief just by our name alone, which was kind of an exciting place to get where we're getting the kind of recognition and we have the kind of influence that just now the name gives us. So wanted to let you know that we're were also involved with that case.
Yes, thank you, Leah. And even along those lines, we did send a letter to the governor, Governor Hickenlooper in Colorado, regarding the Colorado Supreme Court case involving legislative prayer. So that was another way that the foundation has provided support. And we just encouraged him and let him know how quickly the American Prayer Caucus Network was ready to support him in his stance. So that was just another way that we were able to encourage him. And so, again, thank you all for your participation in that. And I'm getting some feedback. If I could just request that if whoever is not talking we could put it on mute, and then that would be great. Thank you. A couple other things I just want to mention, and then I want to open it up for you all to talk. This really is about you and making sure that you have time to connect and ask questions to each other, share ideas. But we wanted to share that Pennsylvania is officially formed. It's a bipartisan, bicameral prayer caucus. Two senators, Rep and Dem, and then two representatives. I'm sorry, Republican and Dem. So that's exciting. They had their first meeting this week and said it went very well. The state director is Abby, who has been on before. She's actually in Israel right now, and so she's not able to join us today, but that is exciting. They are officially formed and moving forward. Actually, the chairman, one of the chairmen, is even drafting a resolution to mandate that In God We Trust be prominently displayed in every school building, so that would be approximately 3,000 buildings. And he is asking for prayer because he said he is getting some pushback on that. So if we could keep that in prayer and also potentially mention this to your chairman as to something that they could do. He's specifically doing this to prepare and commemorate the 150th anniversary of In God We Trust on our coinage as of April 2014 is when that 150th anniversary will be. And so he's preparing that resolution. He's seeking to get In God We Trust up in every school building. And he's actually going to have a huge celebration as well, speakers, luncheons. He's still kind of in the strategy stage of all of that, but he's very excited. And he also just wanted to share that with the states in case anybody else, and even at the national level, anybody else would like to take the opportunity to support and encourage citizens to take a stand and put up In God We Trust. So that was exciting to hear, and we're glad to have them. Yes.
What state was that? I didn't hear.
Oh, that's Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Okay, thanks.
Uh-huh, absolutely. And then we've had a lot of other movement in states with In God We Trust, so that's exciting too. Now, just a couple things as we're moving into the launch of the new session. I know you all, I mean, we still have a couple months, but just I know you all are thinking about how to bring on potentially new members, potentially getting a recommitment, if you will, from the current Prayer Caucus members. And I wanted to just take some time to talk about that, if there's any ideas that anyone has done or thought of with that. Also, as you're meeting with chairman in this downtime preparing for the launch of the new session, if we could take the time to ask them what their expectations are from the foundation, what kind of support you as state directors would like to see from us, what kind of support the legislators would like to see from us, and also their expectations of their network that you're overseeing for this next session, that would be great. That's kind of where we're at. We want to start getting feedback from these chairmen and these members to find out how we can better support me, and ultimately, and also we want to hear from you as to how we can better support you, whether that be resources for training on religious issues, templates for mentoring programs, these templates for fundraiser dinners, best practices legislation. So those are some of the different things that we can provide, teleconference call services or, you know, a variety of things just to help you be successful and help them to feel supported. These are some of the conversations we would love to get feedback on when you do meet with your chairman as we're heading for this session. Next session, the start of the year is coming up on us quickly, so just trying to look ahead there and plant some ideas and thoughts in your
in your heart and minds. Does anybody have any ideas or anything they want to share about what you are planning on doing or what you have done that worked really well that maybe some of the other states would like to hear or could be encouraged by?
Well, in Kentucky, we will plan another call to prayer day. You know, we still haven't heard from Jeff Hoover. He still lays low, but we'll be getting with him, I'm sure. And that's been effective in the past, and we want to do that again. And there are a lot of activities that happen in the Capitol that very first week in Kentucky, events like this. And there's always something happening in the rotunda. It draws a lot of people. It's more of an introductory kind of week. Within that first or second week, we plan to have a call to prayer event where we can get as many people as possible there and have some speakers and some signage up that we hadn't had in the past. And as we're making calls to the legislators now, I hadn't thought to do this, but we really do need to get back with them and get more feedback from them. So it's just more conversation with the legislators is what we really need here in Kentucky.
Great. Thank you, Mike. Y'all have been faithful to press in there, and it definitely is paying off. So thank you for your thoughts on that. Anybody else?
Summer, a couple of things. We are, at least when we talked last, we were talking about having another call to prayer day also during the session. But one thing I'm working on is getting the word out across the state. And the one thing I want to do is the first day of session is to have all the legislators, because they don't start till the afternoon, is have all the legislators be able to have a come to the room where we pray. And I'm hoping, the plan is to have as many people come from across our state that will fill our fill that room and even spill over out into the Capitol that will be there just to show their support for our caucus and for our legislators in this upcoming session. So I've divided the state up into 12 regions and have in the process of getting leaders in those 12 regions that will help locate all the like-minded churches and Christian organizations that we can build our email list from, so that we can continue to get this word out, and not only for prayer and ongoing things, but that we can hopefully get people to bus in and carpool in on that first day to really undergird them and show them the support across our state. So.
Excellent, excellent. Yes, you have been very diligent also in getting those collecting names and sending up the list.
Really been faithful. We've been getting two to three new people, one or two, three people every week coming to prayer. Have been showing up over about the last 6 weeks. Some come and they don't come back, and some come every so often, and some are sticking with us. So we have 20 plus that are coming pretty faithfully. And yesterday we had a new person from Iowa for Jesus Network that is connected with all the home prayer houses across our state, who is extremely excited and is going to post all this information. He's going to be back. He's going to be plugging in with us. So God's just bringing them in. I've met with our family leader that's going to post everything on their site. So I'm starting to meet with Christian organization leaders that are going to put this out on their bulletin boards and put this out to their mailing list. And I think that's going to be a great way to get the word out. So,
excellent. Thank you, Jenny. That is so encouraging. There was something else that you were working on, and it's escaping me right now. So is there anything else that you can think of that you're working on that would be helpful? I don't know what kind of thing that was.
Trying to think. That was a big deal right now that I've – and what I've done in those 12 regions, I've actually taken our map and put every county in that region and listed every town under that county so that the leader can just take it and get more under them to help some like this list of contacts. So I've kind of laid it out, and I'm actually going to do Google Docs for each region so that everybody isn't on the same live document.
That is so great. So you literally identified 12 different leaders in the state and then gave them a region, and then they are locating churches and key ministries and different ones in those areas, put them on spreadsheets, uploading them to Infusions. I'm helping you upload them to Infusionsoft, so you're building your database in order to get more prayer and more support for your leaders. Is that
right? And I don't have all of them yet. I've got some, but that's what I'm working on, is getting the leaders across the region. And the other thing is, we are identifying, and maybe this is, I don't know, but we're identifying on these spreadsheets what who their representative is, who their senator is, what region it is. So the other part of this is that we can go to these 12 regions, and then I will know if there is a who their senator is or who their representatives are, and we can go around and set up some meetings, some, like, I don't know if you would call them town hall meetings, but some meetings where we can explain to them about the caucus, now about the Pray USA, the In God We Trust, and all those things, and I can see if we have a caucus member there that would like to go, come and speak. So it's kind of, we're trying to expand the information that we're getting so that we've got a complete picture for anything we want to pull up. Like if I can pull up a town or a county, then I know exactly who the representative is, who their senator is, what district they're in, and so that we can plan some functions that way.
Excellent. So encouraging. How's the weekly prayer update going for you? Because you created your own weekly prayer update also, right, with members?
Really good. We're highlighting two, a representative and a senator every week. And when we pray on Tuesdays, of course, we're highlighting them also and getting them in that routine of, you know, praying for them and the families. It's kind of a learning process, but it's going really, really well. So they're picking up on it right away now when we even come together and pray. But yeah, it's going out to everybody on who gets the email, the weekly reminder. They also get those two pictures, and it's like y'all. I mean, I took it from y'all that we've got the. You can click on their name, and it'll take you to the information about them in the Senate or the House, and also their personal website. If you click, and one of them will actually take you to our Iowa Prayer Caucus website if you click on it. So,
excellent. Thank you, Jenny, and thank you for your current list of members. Also, I did update Pre-USA, and I want to talk with you more afterwards. That's another thing, just the Pre-USA pages. If y'all could take a look at your pages and find out how we can, if there's anything you want to add, change, let me know, and I'd be happy to do that. But thank you, Jenny, for all your efforts. You all, I know it's going to pay off, so we just appreciate that. Also, let's see, I know that I wanted to just share quickly, I know Pastor Marion's not on in Connecticut this morning, but I wanted to share also about the 40 days of worship that she was working on there. She worked with area churches to do 40 days of worship, and then culminating in the state capitol, and state legislators attended. It was a day of worship. And just a powerful time. It sounded like it was a very powerful time for her and for the region. And so she was very excited about that. So I wanted to share what Connecticut was working on. And then, Jack, do you care to talk about your potential launch in January?
Yes, whenever you want.
Sure, now would be great.
Okay, good time. All right. What in contact with our chairman, he's got a little tenuousness there, as I mentioned, about whether he wanted to run or to take it again, in the sense that our last session, because it was so late, they didn't really want. We didn't have time to plan anything of significance other than just an internal launch. And it was better than what we expected as far as, you know, number of attendees and excitement. So we're in effect looking at this coming session as a relaunch. And we're talking about communicating. We're communicating already now, but do blast of emails, personal phone calls to them. We have a host of new faces. Lee and I will be visiting them personally and, of course, contacting them by phone and inviting them. So when we go in on Tuesdays, we have our joyous work cut out for us, but some of the plans are to be determined, and it's so refreshing to hear of things that others are doing. I've got two pages of notes already, and but that's about where we are. We're just ready to relaunch, and we haven't determined how broad the reach is going to be yet, but pray for us. That's it.
We definitely are. Thank you, Jack. Thank you for your work in Tennessee. And I know I started talking about relaunch ideas and getting new people and also engaging with the chairman about expectations. And then I kind of shifted mm-hmm. to state movement. So thank you all for providing feedback and insight. One other quick thing about Connecticut is they are planning a launch event as well in the spring. So that's something else that we'll be looking forward to and appreciate prayers for Connecticut. And let's see, Ohio. Thomas, do you care to share anything about Ohio? What's going on in Ohio?
Well, over the summer, we had a weekly prayer conference using our resources here. I would have 2 to 6 representatives of my normal. When they're in session, I usually have 12 legislators, the House legislators, sometimes the senator, come and pray at 7:30 in the morning at the State House. Today, I met with the future Speaker of the House, and he's joining our prayer group. And so I'm continuing moving on and keeping. I mean, today I'm at the state. I come up here every week and pray and prayer walk the State House. And so I'm also alluded to a radio program, and it's that is starting to slowly start to bear some fruit. And so I came across one thing. I sent you a picture for an organization called the Center for Spiritual Renewal, I think it's called. They have a program called Cry Out America. And what particularly was interesting about these folks is that they, on their website, they had a county person, they had a state director, but then they had a county person listed, maybe not 100% saturation, but every major, where there's a major city, they had, like every county that had a major city here in Ohio, they had a person that was their coordinator. And I came across them at the National Day of Prayer. So, not National Day of Prayer, excuse me, at the 9/11 remembrance they had up here. They had this, they were at, and then they had a number of pastors from the city of Columbus here. And so they might be, I don't know if they're an ally, but they seem to be plowing the same ground, working in the same fields we are.
Yeah, they are. They're definitely an ally. That's Kay Horner with, it's like Awakening America Alliance and then Cry Out America. And they prepare all year to do a big 9/11 event at the Capitol. So that's exactly right. And they are definitely allies, great, great, great people. And love that you're connecting with them. That would be another great contact for all the states because they do have leaders, state and regional, and like you said, city, county connections. And I believe on their website, Cry Out America, they actually have the people listed or a way to contact them. So that's a great idea. It's just a means to connect with more leaders that are like-minded. And so good point. Thank you, Thomas.
Yeah, so we also, tomorrow, the chairman of our Freedom from Religion, that's not it.
The Religious Liberty Caucus, or?
No, it's a caucus. Yeah, Religious Liberty Caucus. Tim, he's going to be on the call. Finally, somebody called me back. I think we commented that these legislators this time of year are very hard to get a hold of, and they really don't want to get back to work. But finally, they're getting back. They're coming here in Ohio. They're coming back in the next 2 weeks. There's lots of committee works and lots of ramping up of to finish the year strong on a number of issues. And one of the things we talked about that this religious liberty guy, they're writing a bill, but you know, if there's any way that we could provide reviews or advice, or you know, even to look at a rough draft and make give us pointer, you know, if there's any some sort of consultant role that we could have, I think that would be valuable to the legislators.
Are you talking about in regard to creating legislation?
Well, they're writing a bill. They're working on a bill for something about religious liberty. I don't know it all.
Yeah, they're mostly.
But I know every state's going to be different. But even if they had somebody that, you know, more than just a voice of the people here in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Now, they're most likely working with who we would refer legislators to, because we do have a resource, and also just want to reiterate that to all the states. We do have a resource that these legislators can connect with that are, it's the American Religious Freedom Program. They're here in D.C. as part of the Ethics and Public Policy.
Right.
But it's Tim Schultz, and he would be the one that we would even be able to connect our legislators with. They're great. They're definitely allies. Leah has a great relationship with them. I've gotten to know them as well. They're great, great guys. Definitely like-minded Christians that are.
Well, Peter, it's interesting you bring that up, because I know the guy here in Ohio, and they told me they are a-religious. They don't stand up. They're open for all religions.
Well, that's their specific mission. They will help with ours as well, though. They will help specifically.
Can I speak
about
Summer?
Please, yes.
Yeah, let me speak to that. You make a really good point, Thomas, and we've talked about this quite a bit. There's two things that we all have talked about and agreed are crucial. When I say we all, I mean in this team, our state directors, our members of Congress, people that join with us understand, and it's twofold. It's one, we absolutely have to protect religious liberty for everybody in America, freedom of conscience, freedom of religion, freedom of choice. It's the neutral public square. It's the First Amendment. And they stop there. They say that's our mission, is to protect freedom for all people, including Christians. They're Christians, and so they especially know that the Christians are the ones that are getting kicked out of the public square, kicked out of the conversation, being told to sit down and shut up right now. So they understand that they're doing this battle on behalf of Christians, but they also are doing that on behalf of everybody in America, because that's how America is designed. The second part of that, which is where they stop there, and then where we pick up and say, yes, that's true, and we are equipping Christians to say every form of government reflects values. It reflects somebody's values and somebody's faith. It has to. It always does. And America, our founders, understood that the only way to create a free nation is if it reflected Judeo-Christian values. So we're saying to the Christians out there, if you want to still live in a country that is free and reflects Judeo-Christian values in their policies and laws, you have to advocate, because the non-Christians, the secularists, the atheists, the Mormons, the Muslims, their voices are getting louder and louder and louder, and they're getting more influence, and they're drowning you out. And that's how you change a culture. And so if the Christians don't advocate in the free public square to continue to have Christian values and principles reflected in their laws, we will lose that. That's what our founder said. You have to fight for it every generation. So that's our message, the twofold message that we feel like is crucial. They stop at the first. So we understand that. They understand that. And we said, well, we'll work alongside you as far as we can of getting religious liberty legislation intact. We're going to go a step further and also try to get legislation that also preserves our Judeo-Christian values and faith in public policies and laws. And they understand that as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Leah.
Yeah, it's important for me to also, because you're going to be working alongside these guys potentially in various states, and I want legislators to understand the difference too. And so it's important that we are really clear on who they are and what they give and what we're doing and why we're doing a two-part thing and why they're doing a one-part thing.
And it's sweet. We did just write a blog about this. If y'all, our latest blog is specifically about this. If you get a chance to read it, just to even reiterate a little more about why we're doing what we're doing. So thank you. That was great. Did anybody have any questions about that? Okay. Excellent. And we have just about 9 minutes left. I know that North Carolina, Sharon Pierce, is going strong in North Carolina. They are praying. That she is actively involved with her prayer caucus, meeting with them regularly, connecting with them, praying with them, strategizing. So I know she's not here to share, but I do know that she's going strong in North Carolina. Beth also, you know, is going strong. They have a luncheon that's scheduled soon. It's going to be with Senator Ted Cruz's father, actually. He's going to be the main speaker, and they're setting it up for the legislators to come. It's going to be to just advocate for biblical values and different things. So that's another idea and something that Colorado is working on. And then Oklahoma is there. They are praying together. And I wish I do not have an update from Sandra today, but please do keep Sandra in prayer. Maine also is going strong. We'll keep these states in prayer. Pastor Bob Emmerich wears many hats and is our state director there, and so we keep him in prayer also. And then Illinois is also another state caucus that's in. It's another state that's in process, I should say. If we could keep that in prayer. Delbert Pratt has been working on contacting legislators there to get them on this telebriefing and also to encourage them to form a prayer caucus there. So she has continued to make calls there and be diligent in making that request and proceeding with that process. So please do keep that in prayer also. Wanted to open the floor to anybody. If anybody has any questions, comments, ideas, anything you want to say or share, please feel free to do so now.
Summer, can I jump in? This is Leah again. Just real quick, I meant to say one other thing, Thomas, that I meant to come all the way back around to say one thing in response to your comments, and that was this group is actually rating. They're going state by state by state, assessing, analyzing their strength of religious liberty legislation protection for their state. They're sort of creating a rating system for each state, and they're creating a plan that says this is the bare minimum every state should have in place if they want to protect religious liberties for their citizens. And so they're doing a huge amount of assessment and analysis, and they're going to provide all that to us. And that's what I meant to come back around to, was that when they have that, we're going to be able to access that. So by state, we'll be able to go in and say, okay, here's what you have in place. Here's probably what needs to be done. And so in places where they're not, we can be the catalyst and voice for those opportunities. And if there's states where they are and we are, we can just work alongside them. And then they'll also give us suggestions of best practices. So just so you know, we actually do have a really great resource with them, and it's going to be a lot like what you just said would be great, and we'll be able to give you that to offer to your legislators very, very soon. And last thing about the call to prayer, I just want to put a plug in, and I don't know if you guys are already thinking this, but one of the things that was so powerful about the call to prayers that we did is, and again, this might be redundant, you might be thinking this way already, but having the legislators be the ones that are doing the program was very powerful, and it kept from a lot of difficulties that you run into about which pastor, which church, which denomination, which ministry, which organization should be up front, should be hosting, should be emceeing. It just kept, not only did it keep all of that out of it, but it also kept the legislators engaged in a way that was really, really exciting and profound for seeing them actually give the messages, give the prayers, sing the anthems and things like that. So I just want to encourage you, if you're doing call to prayer, I would encourage you to consider a similar pattern in what we've done in the past. But we can certainly talk case by case, but I just wanted to put that plug in. So that's it for me, just one of those two quick things.
Great. Thank you, Leah. And I just want to say, I mean, I think we're all just, I know on behalf of Leah and myself, we are absolutely amazed by all of you and just what the Holy Spirit is doing through all of you. It is so encouraging, and we are just cannot thank God enough for each of you genuinely. Well, we are keeping you all in prayer, and just appreciate you. We can't say it enough. Can we take some time just to pray? We'd love to pray over some of the things that were mentioned today, anything that may be on your heart. And then, Leah, if you would just do the final closing prayer, that would be great. We have about 4 minutes. If we could, I would love to keep Sandra and Beth, again, just in our own personal prayers. And anybody feel led to pray?
Yes, I do. I want to open just with praying against the giants that seem to be coming against us. And I thank you, God, for giving us the freedom, the faithfulness, the fearlessness, and every bit of strength and wisdom that we need to come against whatever giant there is coming against us, whether it's conversations we need to be having with certain people, whether it's administrative planning, especially concerning the teleconferences, anything that might be coming against that. God, there seriously are giants in this land who just continually speak against your name and against religious liberty and continue to try to minimalize what we're trying to do. And God, I thank you that you have given us victory this day. God, I thank you for Leah, for Summer, Roth, for Ann, for all of those in the staff, for giving them such great courage during this hour. Thank you, Lord God, for causing them to run up to that giant and slay them swiftly in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, for our leaders in Brandy Forbes and Mike McIntyre and others that are leading the charge against liberty in our country. Thank you, Father, for giving them this kind of strength and boldness. And for each of us as state coordinators, we just declare you are God. You are our Lord, and there is none other besides you. We thank you, God, for the comfort and encouragement we've gotten this hour in this meeting in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, and I thank you also for our leaders. And, Father God, I just call forth that renewing and that recommitment in our legislators, Father God. I just call it forth today that there will be a wind that blows over them, Father God, that will stir them in their spirit, that will stir up a fire in them, Father God, and a knowing that their eyes and their ears will be enlightened to know the call and the purpose of the plan of the foundation, Father God. And that they will spread that word, that they will be cheerleaders also, Father God, for this caucus, for the understanding of this foundation, Lord Jesus. And that there will be many new members in all of our states, Father God, supporters financially, Lord Jesus, members that are praying, Father God, just across this nation, that your people would cry out, pray USA, Father God. And I just pray a blessing over this Pray USA site and all that Leah is working on with this these radio stations, Father God, that this will run smoothly. And again, we just pray protection over the airwaves, Father God, where the message is going out over our phone lines on that telebriefing. We shut down and expose any plans of the enemies, that they will be brought to the light before any of this takes place, that there will be a smooth day tomorrow on the 26th and October 7th, Father God, and that there will be 100%. You know, we say that's impossible, but nothing is impossible with you, Father God. So I pray for 100% of our legislators and directors to be on that line on October 7th, Father God, and that their ears will be open to hear what Randy and Mike McIntyre have to say, and that you would fill their mouths, Father God, with even unexpected things that they might say on that phone call that day. Mm-hmm. Dear, just blessings, Father God, upon our leadership, on Randy and Mike, upon Leah and Summer and all the staff, Father God. We just thank you, and we are also blessed with each one of them. Thank you, Father God, in your name.
Lord, I thank you for the word unexpected and surprise. Father, we call forth unexpected and surprising gifts. We're grateful for what Leah reported about the surprising gift there. And Lord, we ask you to just manifest marvelous surprises for the foundation and for each state level, Lord, for more than adequate supply, for which we give you praise and honor and glory even now. We expect it, and we're grateful for it, and we just bless your name, Lord.
Oh, Father, we are so grateful. My heart is just full, Lord, and I thank you. Thank you for just the opportunity, and bless every single one of these state directors, Lord. Pour out your Holy Spirit across this nation, across our legislative government bodies, leaders, Father, we pray you pour out Holy Spirit, come and fill, Lord, and let there be such a reawakening, such a revival, such an intellectual and spiritual reawakening of the truth, Lord Jesus, that it would just overcome, eyes would be opened, ears would be opened, people would see, the deception would be revealed. And God, the truth would again be something that we love and we obey. God, we just ask that you would start with us and start with us individually, start with our families, our communities, our churches. Wake us up, Lord Jesus, and let us be ambassadors for you in these dark places. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth just as it is in heaven. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all again. God bless you. I'll go ahead and send this recording out so that we can listen to it again. If there's any, you know, if you want to hear ideas again or what have you, and if you have any questions or comments, let me know. We just bless you and thank you, and we will talk soon.
Thank you.
Great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.